Hello and welcome to Oxcast. My name's Alwyn Collinson.
And I'm Patrick Vale.
And we have another week packed with events as we enter the dreaded run-up to the Christmas season. But anyway, let's get some things kicked off with a little bit of music. Do you like Rufus Wainwright, bloke?
I do. It's rather like Jeff Buckley, if you ever heard of him.
Yes, indeed. He is a singer-songwriter, as we all know, and he is at the New Theatre this week with his band. If you don't know Rufus, he is a Grammy Award nominee who Elton John once called the greatest songwriter on the planet, although he may have been distracted by a mirror at the time.
He is very good. I can recommend him.
Elton John?
Well, Elton John's earlier stuff
is very similar to Rufus Wainwright.
Wouldn't say it's similar, but I was going to say it's quite good.
Ah, okay.
His Honky Chateau. Honky Chateau? I think it's that album. Okay. Is pretty good. Rufus Wainwright is also very good.
Excellent. Well, you can judge for yourselves, dear listener, at 7 p.m. on Friday.
Fantastic. And if you might prefer some comedy, also at the New Theatre, there is Jason Byrne. You might know him from his stand-up on Mock the Week. He's an Irish comic. He also has done Live at the Apollo, which has been on TV relatively recently.
Yes.
He's got a new show. It's called The People's Puppeteer. It promises to make, rather to manipulate his audience, and hopefully he'll make you laugh in so doing.
Yes, I have heard he's a bit notorious for using audience participation, that dreaded trick of stand-up comics and third-world dictators alike.
The sort of thing that I really like to enjoy.
as long as you're sitting on the back row.
Exactly. Maybe I should go along and see exactly how it is.
Last time I went to a stand-up comedy show, I went with my girlfriend, and she said, I don't want to sit in the front row, no matter what we do. And I said, that's fine, we'll sit in the second front row, because there were very few seats available. And because the show wasn't quite full, just before the first act came on, the people came out and took away all the empty seats in the front row, leaving us in the new created front row.
Right.
And we were duly mocked.
On?
We were mocked extensively.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. She hated it, of course. But then again, I've always found that men seem to deal better with it, because I think we're better at laughing at ourselves because we're more inherently ridiculous.
That is, I was going to say, because we're just ludicrous.
Indeed.
Yes. Is there anything outside of Oxford this week? Moving very swiftly on.
There is. Let's head first to the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. They are hosting a Charles Dickens-themed cabaret, which is, of course, called The Best of Times. There'll be songs, readings and comedy inspired by everything from Oliver Twist to A Christmas Carol.
Sounds very nice.
Yes, that's on Saturday at 8 and I have great expectations of it.
Excellent. there is also a very great treat if you are a fan of musicals this week, because you can see A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim, who is an award-winning composer.
Yes, of course.
Very famous. Famous mostly as the writer of Sweeney Todd.
Yes, now a major Hollywood film.
Yes, indeed.
But so what's A Little Night Music about?
It is about a chaotic story of love, lust and jewels, based in 1900 Sweden, brought to life by a 20-piece orchestra of Oxford students. So that's a nice spread of talent there, I'm sure. And that's on at the Oxford Playhouse until Saturday.
Fantastic. Well, if you want something a little bit more staid and respectable, perhaps, there is something for art lovers this week. It's a new exhibition at the Ashmolean Museum. It's called Threads of Silk and Gold, and it's made up of astonishing embroidered silk pictures from 19th century Japan. And we actually sent along a reviewer last week to check it out. That reviewer was Patrick Vale. Patrick, we have you in the studio. What did you think?
It was great. I wouldn't necessarily say it was particularly staid. Even it's a very, it's a very vivid art form. It's the sort of exhibition where, if you see photos and having seen the catalogue beforehand, it looked, very impressive and interesting. But there is no substitute for going and seeing the artwork up close, because it's all done in silk. So you have these huge silk, or very small, but often huge silk canvases for wall hangings and so forth, with very, very intricately detailed and complex and realistic, often, portraits, animals, pictures, stitched and woven into them.
Wow.
And it's because it's silk and often metallic and gold, it just shimmers in a way that isn't
You can't capture in a camera. Yeah,
exactly.
Great.
And
so you really have to see it for yourself, then.
You absolutely do, yes. I would strongly recommend anyone goes to see it. I think it's
that sounds fantastic.
Free for Ashmolean members. Otherwise, I think it's £6 for an adult ticket.
But worth it, you think?
Very, very, very much worth it.
Especially if you manage to pocket some of the gold thread.
Well, I think you'd be lucky to with the care. They have all all of the stuff isn't behind glass, mm-hmm. which is just, again,
obviously
really
great.
Nice.
Yeah, so you get more of that gleam, I imagine, on the silk.
You do, and there's a couple of pictures, one particular one of a woman reading, mm-hmm. And it's a kind of study on light, and so she's got her, one side of her face is stitched in sort of red and gold, sort of ochre threads, mm-hmm. and the rest of the painting is nothing in just the background, and it's incredible how vivid and how lifelike that looks, and how it is as if there is a diffused candle illuminating her book and her reading.
That is amazing.
And it's also a woman reading, which I approved of
from the time period.
It was good.
Yes.
You know.
I don't know much about 19th century Japan, but one can't imagine that feminism was high on their agenda. But yeah, that sounds absolutely fantastic. And it's such an unusual art form as well. It's not every day you see an exhibition of embroidery, is it?
No, and it's also, to find silk embroidery is quite rare because of all the kind of artworks that were produced in the Victorian period and shipped around the world. Textiles don't last very well because they're obviously very fragile and very sensitive to light. So it's quite rare that you get this kind of collection together. And one of the Ashmolean curators was very keen on this stuff before it became sort of popularly famous again. Mm-hmm. So they have a very good collection, and this has got stuff from all over the world brought together often for the first time. So
that's absolutely fantastic.
Well, it is, as ever, a unique first for the Ashmolean.
Brilliant. Another Oxford first. Well, that runs until the 27th of January, and you can see it, as we said, at the Ashmolean Museum. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this edition of Oxcast. Tune in next week when we'll be discussing the Christmas nightlight, when places, indeed Oxford and other towns around the county, will be turning on their Christmas lights in an orgy of Christmas-themed stuff.
It should be great. We'll have an audio reviewer waiting to tell you exactly what they all look like.
Exactly. Brilliant.
See you next week.
Yes, indeed.